Sneak. Sneak.
Horrid Henry checked to the right. Horrid Henry checked to the left. Mum was downstairs working on the computer. Dad was in the garden. Peter was playing at Goody Goody Gordon's house. At last, the coast was clear. He'd been trying to get hold of Peter's diary for days. There was no time to lose. Tomorrow was Peter's class assembly. Would he mention Sunday's food fight when Henry had been forced to throw soggy pasta at Peter? Or when Henry had to push Peter off the comfy black chair and pinch him? Or yesterday when Henry banished him from the Purple Hand Club and Peter had run screaming to Mum? A lying, slimy worm like Peter would be sure to make it look like Henry was the villain, when in fact, Peter was always to blame. Even worse, what horrid lies had Peter been making up about him? People would read Peter's ravings and think they were true. When Henry was famous, books would be written about him, and someone would find Peter's diary and believe it. When things were written down, they had a horrible way of seeming to be true, even when they were big, fat lies. Henry sneaked into Peter's bedroom and shut the door. Now, where was that diary? Henry glanced at Peter's tidy desk. Peter kept it on the second shelf next to his crayons and trophies. The diary was gone. Rats! Peter must have hidden it. That little worm, thought horrid Henry. Why on earth would he hide his diary? And where on earth would that smelly toad hide it? Behind his good-as-gold certificates? In the laundry basket? Underneath his stamp collection? He checked Peter's sock drawer. No diary. He checked Peter's underwear drawer. No diary. He peeked under Peter's pillow and under Peter's bed. Still no diary. Okay, where would I hide a diary? Thought horrid Henry desperately. Easy, I'd put it in a chest and bury it in the garden with a pirate curse on it. Somehow, he doubted Perfect Peter would be so clever.